Hey, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Who's this?
It's Michael from MMA Legal, sir.
All right, cheers, sir. I'm at your call.
Sorry, can I see your name then, please, sir?
Stevie Galloway.
Ah, Mr. Galloway, how are you?
Just pulling back a year ago.
Yeah, no problem. Are you okay to have 10 minutes chat about your case now, Stephen?
Hi. I'm at the kitchen there, so.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, but I need to put one trade to connected to Mr. Galloway, just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Oh, that's right.
It's my role in here in MMA and in the law firm is to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf. So that's right, into the likes of social services, educational authorities, to get obviously the evidence and the records from your time and care. But this call is more about, I need to get to know you a bit better, Stephen, and try and understand the trauma that you face and suffer as a child, how that had a lasting effect on you as an adult, with stuff that I can, evidence, stuff like, you're being diagnosed with mental health problems, like depression, anxiety, PTSD, or even had issues with, alcohol or substances.
Right.
And what I'll do, Stephen, is write to, GPs, NHS Trust, rehabilitation centres, patient charities, gather that evidence for you, and present that to the Scottish Redressers as an overall picture of, Stephen, not just in care, but also Stephen because of what happened to him in care.
Right.
If that makes sense, yeah.
Okay. I know it does, it does.
Alright, thank you very much. I am sorry, I am going to have to ask you some difficult questions, Stephen. Obviously, I'm very happy that you're speaking, but obviously sad under the circumstances, so I do apologise in advance. Sorry, buddy. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety, Stephen?
I've been unhappy present for the only 6 months.
Okay.
I'm an alcoholic.
Depression. Are you a recovering alcoholic or are you still classed as?
I still drink.
Okay.
I've been in like big bad or something about and cause it right enough, but won't be here to go now.
Okay. And does your GP know about the alcohol issues?
Hi, I'm on PIP. I've been for a while.
Okay. And you're on the tip of it?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for being so open about the alcohol, and that is obviously one of the questions. One of the tough questions, or like the really tough questions I do have to ask Stephen, and again I am extremely sorry I have to ask you this one, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Mr. Galloway?
I overdosed once, someone had taken stone.
Did you do that on purpose, or was that an accident?
I thought you were those ones.
Did you end up in hospital with that overdose?
I ended up with my dog putting me out.
The reason why I asked that question is, to get to the hospital, I patient. I'll write to the hospital about that
stomach ever all.
Trying to look stuff himself. Okay, so I'm gonna take some institutions off you now. Can I take your GP details, please?
Uh,
I don't get Martin through Terrace, that's all I know. I don't actually see him that often.
That's okay. I don't need the doctor's name, just need your practice details. Yeah.
Through Terrace.
Through Terrace?
Through FREW. Husband.
Let me just see if we've got that on fire, isn't it? I'll have to run. No. I mean, how long have you been with that GP for?
Basically, I moved here. I've been here in London for about 14 years, 14, 15 years now.
Okay.
Well, hopefully we should have all my records for everywhere.
Yeah, you should do that. Okay. And the hospital that you were hospitalised in, Stephen, for the overdose?
Process.
Can you say that again for me, please, sir?
Crosses.
Aye. Guess I've got that wrong. No.
It's going to be the biggest one this yesterday, anyway, apparently.
The Kilmarnock, is it?
Aye.
So the university comes down to
me. Aye, that's the one. That's the doctor one I'm meeting with. Last one, when I tried to get it over, it was stolen.
Say that again, sorry, sir.
I say the one when I tried to stolen, it was stolen, obviously.
Okay, so I'll just take this one person and I'll do you tell them one. Roughly what date was you in the house?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I get 10 hours closer to going down because I've got COPD.
Okay.
And I've had a few heart attacks, apparently.
Any idea for the suicide attempt? Was this the overdose or was this the 7?
Oh, no. I'm talking about years ago. That's when I started stalling. I've been here the long time.
Okay. So did you go to the cross house for any sort of suicide attempt or?
No, I know you're not.
Oh, okay. So let me know. I'll link organisation. And can I see the details of the hospital in Sterling, please?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Do you know that?
No, I'm just here for the hospital.
I don't know at all.
Sterling. Sterling Community Hospital?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. That's like in a wee village, so the one in Tunsetland, or near it, Tunsetland.
Is Liverland's Gate, Sterling, FKA, ring any bells?
Can you tell you what it is?
That's okay, son. Any ideas, rough ideas of dates you were in Stirling?
No, I can't even remember when I left Stirling, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I don't remember a lot. Even a lot of my pals here and there, I don't remember the name of them. I'm going to be back to you now, my way to see things.
Yeah, no problem. 60,
65. What do you think, 80s? What? 1980s, 1990s? Oh, hell. It's going to be in the late 80s. It's going to be that movie anyway.
Okay. So what I'll do is I will write to your education authority. I will write to the social services of the case that you're in. When I get your information back from your time and care, do you want me to share that with you, Stephen?
Share it with me?
Share it with you, share it to your journey. Do you want me to share
No. I'm honestly not bothered. I forgot about most of it, really. I can't even tell you. Any of my skills are still open, right?
No.
Or any of the homes are still open, right?
No, but the education and the social services, they will have records.
So, all right.
Do you want those records, Sharon?
No. I'm all right.
Okay.
Well, I'm waiting anyway, actually. Come in, get.
Okay. So what we'll do, Stephen, is when I get all your information back from the social services, I will have to go through it with you over the phone. We'll make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that I have collected for you. We'll go through all of your statements together, make sure everything's in there that you want to be in those statements.
Great.
And that could be in 6, 8, maybe even 7 months' time, Mr. Galloway.
That's no problem.
The information doesn't come back quick. What we'll then do is, when you're happy with everything, you'll add all of your medical records to the claim.
Right.
And we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. That's where we submit our case, our whole case, if you like.
I'm not sure.
What we've done so far, Stephen, to keep you up to date, is we've registered your complaint with Scottish Redress. They've had a quick look over your file, look where you were in care, look at your statements, and have issued you a application number. They've also recognised MMA as your legal team on the case. But what we have told us even is to, hang fire, because we will be provided support and evidence.
Okay.
They're waiting for us to send them a
call. Oh, sorry, it's going to be away anyway, so it's that's
it. So what happens then, Stephen, is we await for the panel date. For a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress, adjudicate or judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, this panel, so there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, buddy, hopefully we'll get you up to the recognition that you deserve. And also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Galloway.
Right, so what happens if I drop them? Because I'm aware of you didn't believe in it, mate.
What happens if...
Did you just scrub it in, or did you go to my daughter's or anything?
If something happens to you, if you die.
Before all this all goes through, aye.
So I can name beneficiaries on your case.
I put my two lashes in. I won't worry I'm doing anyway, but I want to separately.
Okay.
I don't want one to have a lot and the other one not to get out.
So I've got Sophie.
I see my oldest lad here, but our younger one, Lucy Galloway, and somebody's sister.
Okay, give me 2 seconds, let me just figure out how I had another beneficiary. Right?
I don't have any problem, mate, eh?
No meet your secretary and that would be to have with your other daughter's details. Can I take your other daughter's details, please?
I mean, Lucy Gatley. L-U-C-I-E.
Rosie.
Eh?
Okay, Rosie Galloway.
Yeah. Oh, Lucy. L-U-C-I-E.
Oh, Lucy.
Aye.
Okay, and do you have a phone number for Lucy or a way of contacting Lucy and pretending to have it here?
No, I've not got a number. I'm going to have my phone, but I've not got no names in the numbers in the phone there.
Okay.
I'll get him up and I'll send you a text for
you. Get me them, please, because obviously I will need to have them on your file. Because
I'll send
them to the Scottish
Agent because they want to see if you got it. I'll get all of them because they'll probably change their phones to the old
day. Yeah, you won't be answering that phone call, will you? So I'll be able to get
rid of it. Yeah, that's true, right?
And if you do answer, I'm ruined out because you'll be a ghost.
So we'll be able to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any questions for me, Stephen?
No. Hey.
Okay.
I've got to get the fire in there, isn't it? Go and take some stuff out.
Okay, I have just a really quickie, just need to run through your options, which is, you can actually apply to the Scottish Legal Address yourself. You don't need the help and the use of a law firm to do so.
No, that's all right. That's fine. I understand all that.
Okay. Option two is you know, there are other law firms out there that help you but won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme. Now, all I can tell you, Stephen, is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't take money whether you win these or draw.
Right.
Into a private fee agreement with yourself, but there are no win, no fun contract, and where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. Get you the evidence. Our fees even are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which will net you out at 19.2%. So no matter you'll never pay us more than that. And then on the side, Stephen, because obviously you've been through the care system and deemed to be a vulnerable client, we will never put you under financial pressure if we're unprotected with your case.
Right.
Think through that, Stephen, because obviously you understand those three options there.
Fine.
You still happy to continue?
Fine.
Stephen, I'll let you go. Sounds like you're having trouble breathing. But you do have what's called a 14-day cure not period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you have been saying you can waive that 14-day cure not period, then you can get started on your case.
I didn't know any about this. There was a wee guy I know what they published there, but it'll be open.
Yeah. That's okay. 14 days just means you can change your mind.
Right, I don't know.
So you can you're happy to waive the 14-day cure not period.
Oh, aye, aye.
Okay.
I'm fine. It takes as long as it takes. It's just the way it goes.
Stephen, you've got my number now. Ring me whenever you need me, okay? I'll let you go.
no problem, mate.
Thank you, Stephen.
Right, cheers, folks.
Bye now.
Bye.